Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
With Senator Kennedy's passing comes the question of his successor. State law now in effect says we must hold a special election no later than 5 months from now, possibly as late as January, so the state could have only one voice in the U.S. Senate for a while. Legislative leaders on Beacon Hill are expected to consider changing the law so that the governor can appoint an interim successor, but it appears to be in no rush, House Speaker Robert DeLeo saying he might hold a public hearing on the issue within a month. To talk about the succession process, we turn now to political consultant Dan Payne. Good morning, Dan, and thank you very much for coming in.
Hello, Bob. Another sad day.
Governor Patrick told us yesterday that he would sign a bill to appoint an interim successor, but the Senate president and the House Speaker appear not yet prepared to state their intentions on that issue. In your opinion, what's the likelihood that lawmakers are going to pass a bill to give the governor the go-ahead to appoint someone?
Well, let's not forget that the idea of filling the seat on a temporary basis was Senator Kennedy's. So he knew how important a vote, just one vote, could be in the health care reform front and on many other issues, including lots of them that have to do with the economy and finance. So I think they're going to get a lot of phone calls. The mass legislature going to get a lot of phone calls in the next day or two from Washington.
Democrats concerned about the important votes coming up on Capitol Hill.
That's right. Harry Reid, the Senate president, majority leader, is going to be eager to have that seat filled as soon as possible.
If the law were to change, I assume you think it wouldn't take Governor Patrick very long to make a decision about who to appoint.
No. I mean, the whole idea is to get somebody in the seat as soon as possible, so Governor Patrick would do that.
Well, let's talk about some of those names, and we'll talk about them first. Who might fill the job in an interim basis, should that come to pass, and then who might the candidates be for a special election coming up? I know that there are three names on your short-term list. Vicky Kennedy, the late senator's wife, former Massachusetts Governor Michael Dukakis, and Peter Meade, who leads the Kennedy Institute for the U.S. Senate at UMass Boston.
Yes, that's my list. Let me make the case for Senator Kennedy's widow, Vicky Kennedy. She comes from a political family. She spent nearly every day of their marriage at Senator Kennedy's side. She'd have immediate entree to any Senate office. But we have to take her at her word for the time being that she's not interested in it. She may change her mind in several days. Governor Dukakis is well known and respected in Washington. He is almost as passionate about health care as he is about mass transit. He'd be very engaged in the process in Washington, and he's not a politically ambitious guy at this point in his career, and so he'd step aside when a special election winner is announced. And finally, Peter Meade, he runs the newly created Kennedy Center for the U.S. Senate. He's a longtime friend of Senator Kennedy's, was Mayor White's public safety coordinator during the busing crisis. He worked with the Catholic Church during the pedophile scandals. He chairs the Rose Kennedy Greenway. He had a radio talk show for years, and he just left Blue Cross, where he is familiar with the health insurance issues of the day.
A perfect placeholder.
Yes, yes.
All right, let's talk about the long-term candidates, possible long-term candidates. We don't want to say that anyone has said that they're actually in the race yet. And let me ask, first of all, about a Kennedy, former Massachusetts Congressman Joe Kennedy, who's running his Oil for the Poor program right now. Do you think that he's willing to step in?
I think if he expresses interest in it to Governor Patrick and Vicky Kennedy has not, then I think Joe Kennedy would be another name to either be the short-term or the special election candidate, and he'd have an unusual amount of juice owing to his name.
Quite present Massachusetts Attorney General Martha Coakley, who's said to be running something of a shadow campaign for U.S. Senate now.
Yes, Martha Coakley hasn't been exactly quiet about her interest in running for the Senate, which is not, there's nothing wrong with that. But we should remember now, Massachusetts is slightly embarrassed by the fact that we don't have very many women in public office, especially statewide. I mean, Maine's got two female senators, so does Washington State, so does California, and we've got zero statewide figures who are women.
Although attorney generals in Massachusetts or attorneys general in Massachusetts have always had a problem moving up to higher office.
Absolutely. The last two failed from both parties. It's a tricky bit of footing to go from AG to Senate or AG to governor. And
no.
This is true, by the way, Bob, around the country. It's not just a phenomenon here.
No shortage of Massachusetts congressmen, present and former, who might be on the list. Stephen Lynch, Michael Capuano, Ed Markey, and former Congressman Marty Meehan, who runs UMass Lowell.
Yeah, Mike Capuano is a congressman from Somerville. He has several hundred thousand dollars in his political bank account. Money's very important. He does have a key job on what's called the Steering and Policy Committee, which is sort of a substantive and political office in Washington. He's easy to overlook until you realize that he actually won a crowded primary to get his congressional seat. I think Mike Capuano has a good shot at this thing because he's been thinking about it for a long time.
Steve Lynch?
Steve Lynch, congressman from South Boston, supposedly has $1 million in his political bank account. If he runs, he could have a lock on the conservative Democratic wing of the party. He's opposed to abortion rights. He's a former iron worker who has good relations with organized labor. And his play will be to just move himself a little bit right of the rest of the field and hope that he can turn that into a winning move.
Ed Markey?
Ed Markey from Malden. Started to run in 2004 when it looked like John Kerry might become president. Ed's House committees deal with some very important issues, and I think he is probably going to stay put, but let's just see in the next week or so whether he changes his mind.
Marty Meehan, former Congressman Marty Meehan, runs UMass Lowell, has a huge bank account, over $4 million standing by, but has said that he's interested in staying put.
Yeah, I take him at his word on this. He took the presidency of UMass Lowell just 2 years ago, and I got to believe that they extracted a promise from him not to run should a statewide job become available.
Okay, and Republicans, tell me who's on the list, and do they have a ghost of a chance?
They're in a very difficult position because the state is so Democratic, and this will be seen as the Kennedy seat. The two that come up frequently are Mike Sullivan, a Republican, who is the top federal law enforcement official and has worked in Washington. He built a good office with a national following. But as I said, I think I don't see how a Republican fashions a victory. The other one mentioned is Scott Brown, who's a Republican Senate or state senator. He has served in the House of Representatives as well as the state Senate. He's a visible Republican, maybe one of the most visible in the state. He does have one curious bit of business in his background. He posed in the nude for Cosmopolitan magazine in 1982.
Okay. Of all those names, tell me, I'm going to put you on the spot. Of all those names, who do you think the front runner is?
For the special election?
That's right.
I think Martha Coakley, because she's got the woman's vote. She's got an interesting background in law enforcement. She can raise money, has raised money. She sued some big dig contractors. She's got, I think a very strong hand to play in a special election.
WBUR political consultant Dan Payne, thanks a lot for coming in, and we look forward to talking about all of this a lot more in the coming months.
You're welcome, Bob.